This is Notepad. My name is Ibrahim. We're doing something on global warming phenomenon, climate change, and of course, we're also trying to address the big issue of trying to reach net carbon zero emission by 2030, or at least halving our targets by 2050. Joining us is Jazman Shahar Abdullah, the Group CEO at Kenaf Venture Global. Jazman, maybe we can start off with Kenaf Venture Global. Talk to us through your company.
Right. Thank you, Ibrahim, for having me hit there. And I'm very happy and my pleasure to be with you tonight. Yeah. Kenaf Venture Global, we set up the company in 2018. Yeah. And currently, we are the biggest planter in Malaysia for Kenaf. And at the moment, we sell all our kenaf locally, and we also export our kenaf globally to Korea and among which the country. And now we are basically looking at a carbon footprint as the next agenda of the company.
Let's talk to us through some of the work that you've done very recently at the Dubai Expo 2020 and your initiatives of kenaf during the Dubai Expo.
Right. Well, KVG will be present. That will be in Dubai Expo in January 2022. Yeah. And that will be our first appearance at the global level. And our missions in the Dubai Expo is actually to introduce ourselves and as the kenaf planter in Malaysia, as well as to show to the world that we are now focusing on a carbon footprint. So we are also inviting our so-called strategic partners from United Kingdom and Qatar, as well as Dubai, to be together with us. We are going to sign few memorandum of understanding and agreement with these parties, and we will basically bring some investment from outside into Malaysia.
Let's talk through us into why you believe that this should be the main objective of KVG right now. What drives the purpose of trying to achieve zero carbon emission, or at least trying to achieve low emission targets?
All right. Basically, KVG is a private kenaf planter that plants kenaf on the large scale. Yeah, and aside from supplying kenaf to the local market and to the international level in the future, KVG is very keen in promoting sustainability living using kenaf. And this can be realized through the collaboration with the involving parties from different sectors for kenaf integration in downstream product. And however, I am also opinionated that every big ideas start with a small steps. And in this case, awareness creation is crucial in getting the attention from all level of stakeholders. Hence, KVG is actually consistent in not also maximizing kenaf production, but also to constantly create awareness. In fact, one of our objectives in the upcoming Dubai Expo is to seed awareness to yield cooperation and collaboration from related parties over there.
What kind of cooperation are you looking at when it comes to striking international partnerships, perhaps at the Dubai Expo?
Okay, kenaf is actually new plant in Malaysia. It existed in Malaysia in year 2010, yeah, and it started as a replacement plant for tobacco, right? But over this year, after 10 years, the government basically looked into a different perspective in kenaf. Kenaf has actually have more values into industrial usage, and because of that, when we go to Dubai, we will look into three things. First is actually our strategic partners in R&D. Yeah, so we will bring the new technology into Malaysia. Secondly, we are looking for a new technology that we can actually embark. And when we have a large scale of plantation, then we will need someone to bring in investment into Malaysia to be side by side to our plantation and to basically create a new product that use kenaf. And lastly, of course, we need the financial support. And we have seen and we have approached, basically, in principle, we have few parties that has agreed to come forward and invest into our business to basically put KNUF into the next level.
Carbon footprint, of course, is extremely important. Could you explain to us some of the work that you're doing right now in terms of trying to improve on the carbon footprint, not just about KNUF, but of course, where does Malaysia's role fit in this whole story?
Well, from my perspective, from KVG perspective, in view the effort of combating this carbon footprint as an effort to be addressed many other underlying issues, yeah? And apart from improving the health of the environment, it is a good opportunity for Malaysia to be a pioneer in promoting sustainability by tackling carbon footprint and being an exemplary figure to other countries on the globe. Yeah, and as a business owner for KNUF Plantation and the products, we see that maximizing the productions, not only that we can contribute to fixing the environment with sustainable material, but also to revitalize the socio-economic sector. In another words, I can say that combating carbon footprint using KNUF is actually a doorway towards the empowerment of nature, yeah, fixation to the nation.
All right, Jasman, we're going to go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss the studies that you guys are doing, particularly on carbon storage in KNUF fiber utilization. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. On the line, joining us all the way up north is Jasman Shah Abdullah, the Group CEO of KNUF Venture Global. Maybe, Jasman, you can talk to us through the carbon storage study that you're doing in terms of the KNUF fiber utilization, particularly on the biocomposite application, on car companies. There's a lot of interesting elements here. Could you talk through us through some of these ideas?
All right, thank you, Ibrahim, again. Yeah, so actually, the KNUF users in Malaysia, we have actually many sectors that use KNUF at this point of time. Yeah, so for example, in automotive industry, KNUF has been widely used as the insulator, which actually they use this KNUF and they put it inside the car so that we will not get hot or actually cold. Yeah, because that is actually the insulator. It's the same thing that they put that in the aeroplane, in the aviation industry, yeah? And the latest that KNUF usage in Malaysia is actually, KNUF has been widely used for the IBS, yeah? So now, at this point of time, when we construct a house, when we use a KNUF IBS, we can cut down 30 to 40% from the total cost of that construction. And in terms of completing the projects, it will cut down another 50% in terms of time. Yeah, so that is actually how viable is actually KNUF projects or KNUF plants in Malaysia. And but on top and above of that, yeah, so KNUF is actually a plant that can reduce the heavy carbon emission. That is what we are going to talk and discuss at the global level. Yeah, the unique feature of KNUF in which it absorbs carbon dioxide to mature and convert it into oxygen through photosynthesis allow a healthier environment to be created in the cultivated area. So simultaneously, heavy carbon emissions can be controlled efficiently through carbon absorption. I also would like to see this matter from another angle in which KNUF plantation is the starting point to many greatness. For instance, the KNUF fiber and core make sustainable material, replacing non-environmental friendly material, as well as KNUF can be integrated in a circular economy. Yeah? And eventually, pollution can be tackled efficiently, and at the same time, the economy sector can also further improve and empower.
The government, of course, is trying to work very hard in achieving climate targets. And also we're trying to make things, all industries, not just automotive, but all industries to be more green, reducing waste and reducing emission. And we're seeing that the government is doing a lot of, I would call it many activities, but so much having one overarching policy when it comes to climate control or climate arrest, yeah, in terms of the deterioration of the climate issues. Do you feel that a private company like yourself can work and proceed despite this kind of policy absence coming in from the federal government? Or do you feel that the government is better off coming across as having one overarching policy to manage individual and private place like yourself, so that a lot more efforts can be done cooperatively and concertedly? Do you feel that you guys can move ahead without any clear government policies when it comes to achieving zero emissions?
Oh, yes. The way how we look at it, yeah, the government, of course, they have been working hard. In fact, this is not only Malaysia we are talking about. We are also talking about the global effort to combat this carbon footprint. Yeah, but among the major challenges in the effort of implementing the carbon footprint is the cooperation from all the parties, yeah, that are responsible for this initiative. And the initiative is actually lifelong effort that needs constant cooperation from all involved parties, and that can be a major challenge in getting full and constant cooperation. And to add to that, the differences in cultural, political views, language and other factors could be the potential barriers also in achieving reciprocal and consistent efforts towards addressing these universal issues. I think that is actually very important point that I have shared with the audience tonight. However, I believe that these are just the challenges that can be overcome with some help from the respective local governments.
Right. All right. We are going for one more short break before we conclude our conversation with Kenaf Active Global. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. This is Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. On the line right now is Jazman Shaha Abdullah, the group CEO of Kenaf Venture Global. And of course, Jazman, you're not in KL. Where are you specifically?
Yeah, I'm at Chuping now. Yeah. So, besides having this session, tomorrow we will have another event to sign it is a signing ceremony with UNIMAP. Yeah. So basically, that is another university that signed with us, and we have the agreement on the research and development. So all together in Malaysia, we have 6 universities, yeah, stand up with us to combat this carbon footprint, as well as to look into the new perspective of our technology in Kenaf.
The reason I'm asking is because of that whole relationship that you guys have with universities and other research houses. What I'm trying to look at is also industry players like yourselves must work hand in hand with research centers or universities to achieve an objective. Do you feel that these kind of further collaborations need to be done in a way where researchers are actually creating solutions that are required and demanded by the industry, not necessarily creating research just for research sake? Where do you feel the future of collaboration working with researchers and industry players can better collaborate to find solutions that are real time, that is market oriented, that can be in a way profitable, not just for your stakeholders, but for the mass as well?
Yes. Well, that is a $1 million question, yeah, Ibrahim. So basically, we have to actually balance up 2 things. One is actually on the commercial side to make a sustainable profit in our company. And secondly, to basically do a noble thing on this carbon footprint. Yeah. So, and to have these universities and other agencies as well, we have CIRIM, we have like Nuclear Agency Malaysia to be part of us, right? And we are also working very hard to rope in or to bring in United Nations to be part of us, yeah, now. And inshallah, the signing ceremony will be actually in Dubai. Basically, as what you said, yeah, research and development is very, very important to basically help us into these two new things, which is first KNUF, and second is actually to combat this carbon footprint. Yeah. But end of the day, with our current research and development, we see that KNUF is very potential, and it can be like another important commodity in Malaysia after rubber and oil palm. Yeah, and it is also currently well demanded and a global commodity. Yeah, so there's a bright future for KNUF in terms of business, but at the same time, I like to share this with all the audience that KNUF actually is one of the best plant that have very high absorption rate. Yeah, carbon absorption rate. I mean, and basically combining these two makes KVG relevant. Yeah, in the long term, and we are really working hard on these two matters, and we see that KVG actually can be one of the relevant and successful company in the future.
Activities that you guys are doing, I'm pretty sure, doesn't come cheap. You guys need a lot of investments coming in, not just from locally, but from abroad. What is the demand like when it comes to investors' appetite? Do you feel that they are bullish in this sector? Do you feel that you can attract more investments to drive the kind of research that you guys are doing right now?
Now and then, actually, we have done enough research about the interest of the investors, our existing investors, and how to bring them on board as our stakeholders. Yeah. So first, I think that most of the country now, after this pandemic, is a post-COVID thing. A lot of companies or a lot of countries, they have focused into the green things. Yeah. And they actually going back into agriculture, and it really helped us to promote KVG to our investors. Yeah. And at the moment, I like to share with everyone that what we are doing now basically give enough and good margins or good returns to basically take care of all our interests with the stakeholders. And at the moment, we have a sizable fund to move forward, and still we are talking to few parties which is outside Malaysia, and we are now moving to our next level to bring in bigger fund into Malaysia to support our intention and our aspiration. So that is actually one of our intention and one of our objective of going to Dubai and going. I have a one trip after this on the 4th of December, going to Dubai, then Qatar and London to basically talking to few universities again, yeah, for the financial support, if there is any, to basically help KVG in Malaysia. Not only that, we are also bringing in foreign investor into Malaysia to start and spearhead this KNUF.
Jazman, where do you see the company's direction in 5 years from now? Do you feel that there's a huge potential for you guys to grow in the near to mid-term?
Oh, yeah. In the near future, I see KVG as a player in the global market that spearheads Malaysian KNUF industry. That's what we see. And as a player in the course of combating the climate crisis, I believe that our experience, the expertise of our team can help the company to achieve the goals. And within the time frame that we have set, I also aspire to put KVG as a contributing factors in the development of local KNUF industry growth and the social economy sector. And the goals aim at not only making a difference to the company, but also to the social economy sector as a whole. We see KVG as a company that become a nucleus, yeah, and also the economy, new economy engines for Malaysia. And we also see that KVG can play the role as the game changer, yeah, into the economy in Malaysia after this pandemic or post-COVID.
Yeah, where do you think the challenges will lie? The kind of issues that you think you need to navigate in order for you to achieve these kind of objectives?
Well, I think that's not only what we think or what we face as a company, yeah, but that is actually a global issues after this pandemic. Every company is like struggling, or maybe they have to change their business model or financial model to basically stand up again. Yeah. So, and we have to admit that that happened to us as well. But we believe that, we have something that relevant. Yeah. So we are actually pushing something that which is important to Malaysia, which is considered as the important next commodity in Malaysia. So not only that we are building up our company, but we are actually helping the company as a national agenda. Yeah. So I think when people start doing research about KNUF and they know about how KNUF can help this carbon footprint, yeah, then, well, I think they can understand that where we are heading to. Yeah. And we see that, of course, in the 5 years down, 5 years time down the road, that we will be one of the established companies.
I wish you all the best, Jazman. And of course, there's a lot of opportunities for you to grow here. You're right. The agriculture sector is going to be a big deal. Actually, it's not just that. I find that biotech, I find that robotics, AI, Industry 4.0 businesses are just going to be driving the future of Malaysian corporate Malaysia moving forward. But really, I do wish you guys all the best. That was Jazman Shah Abdullah, yes, the Group CEO of KNUF Venture Global Sinar Bahad, or KVG. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to Astro Awani, look for Notepad, or look for KNUF on our website. Until then, thanks very much for joining us, and goodbye.